everybody. It's Alan Scher from the Spa Industry Association. We're back with another edition of Flock and Gather. I have my favorite pillow fighting friend. That's a story for another day. Say hi to Erica Coble. She runs sales at, I think she runs sale. Whatever she does, I love her to death. She's at Living Earth Craft, Earth Light, Continuum, all of it, but mostly Living Earth Craft. Hello, Erica.
Hi, Alan. Great to see you, buddy.
Good. You know when we publish, you're going to get those texts that go, what's the pillow fight thing, right?
I know, right. I won't tell.
Okay, no, mum's the word. Some things have to stay private. So always good. Of course, I'm seeing your smiling face, but people can only hear the smile in your voice. But how are things on the coast of California?
Things are well over here. The fires are settling down. You know, those are up north, a little further away from us here. But of course, we've got Tara from Tara Spa Therapy up there and a lot of our customers that we know of who have been dealing with that. So good thoughts and prayers go out to everyone who have been challenged with the fires up there. But, you know, we're moving along. We're distance learning and we're working hybrid from home and in the office and just kind of rolling with the way things are now.
Good. We always say thoughts and prayers, but it's really true. Please, people, extra thoughts for everyone. The whole world is suffering, but closer to home, California is just suffering horribly. And I saw the other day that a number of the wineries have burned down. I mean, I've been to Meadowood. I've been to Castile de Amorosa. I've been there, and I just can't picture that they're not there anymore. It's just creepy, right? That's
it's heartbreaking. Yeah, it really, really is. So we hope everyone can rebuild and be safe and just move forward as we go through this together. Okay.
Again, thoughts and prayers for everyone. On a good note, on a better note,
yes.
Everyone who's opening in our industry is busy. I'm talking, agreed. My team is talking to spa folks every day. And if they're open, regardless at what percent they're open, they're doing business. And I know you guys have been seeing it in your sales as well. So thank God for the little uptick. As I always say, we still need a vaccine, but in the meantime, no more hoveling in your cave, right? So people are getting out a little bit, just do it safely.
Yes, agreed, please wear the mask.
Okay, no, we're going to talk. I want to talk about the industry in general, but can you click? I always say, what should I call you? Earthlight, Living Earthcraft, Continuum, now Tara Spa Therapy. So what is your actual title and duties? What do you do?
I'm the Vice President of Sales for Living Earthcrafts.
Got it. Okay. And you forgot to add Living Earthcraft, which makes the most amazing spa level tables ever.
We do, of course, as voted by American Spa again and again every year. So really proud of that. The treatment tables, pedicure chairs, loungers, relaxation furniture, trolleys. We've got just about everything now.
I have to stay off your site because a lot of times when I see those loungers and stuff, I go, I have room for one of those in my house, you know? And
you do. You need to get a zero gravity lounger.
Oh, I'm telling you, if I went out and bought one more thing, Kathy would move me to the garage. So I'm going to be careful.
Well, you can put it in the garage.
That's yeah, I love it. as a manufacturer and distributor, and I think the largest manufacturer of tables in our industry, what is it that you guys see going on around the industry? Go ahead and paint some broad brush strokes. I'm just curious what's going on from your perspective.
Sure. Yeah. So on the Living Earthcrafts side of things, we're seeing a little bit of an uptick. As you said, there's a little pickup, you know, on where projects were when COVID hit all of us. Some things came to a screeching halt. Some things we're now seeing some orders for some of the new builds that were closer to the end of the project, right? And definitely some international stuff going on. Surprisingly, there's even some table orders for just renovations that people have moved forward with. They took the time while they were closed down for COVID to do a little bit of a refresh. So we are seeing some more table orders there, and pedicure stuff for sure too. the COVID products that we came out with were, you know, kind of the big thing for the past few months, right? So we built a shield. And stop me, Alan, if I'm getting ahead of myself.
If
you've got a list there. So we created a shield to plug into the end of the tables, right? So that you could kind of create a barrier between the technician and the client. So those things have been flying off of our shelves now since May. We came up with these products really, really quickly. Super proud of our company. You know, we like to make everything perfect, and we take a little bit longer sometimes in product and development, but we came out with about 3 or 4 really, really great products in less than a month. So,
you know why I know you guys move so quick? Because my friend, your boss, your leader, Big Jim, his hair has gone gray. That's how I know he's working so fast and so
just hard. Just a little on the sides.
Wait, do we call that distinguished? Is that what that is when it goes?
We do. Yes.
Unbelievable. Okay, so you know, it's interesting with new builds. As one of, I talk to the folks at Design for Leisure and stuff on a pretty regular basis as well, and I know. Okay. That they say a lot of these projects, you know, when money has already been allocated and things are in motion, even though there's the ups and the downs in the cycles, they're not looking at 6 months from now. There's the horizon is 1 year, 2 year, 3 year. So that's what, right? When things are being built, they're going to continue. It's a lot the same with renovations as well. If you're in motion, it's hard to say, yeah, we're done. We're not going to finish this job, right?
Right. Construction had started, you know, maybe it was delayed for a couple of months or it slowed down a little bit possibly. But yeah, depending, Alan, on the phase that people were in, like you said, that money's allocated, people are moving forward.
All right. I'm going to come back to that in a minute, but I wanted to ask you, because people ask me all the time about trade shows. What's the Living Earthcraft, Earthlight Continuum, Tara Spa Therapy? Did I get everything? What is the go-to for trade events, et cetera? What's happening?
So I think like others in our industry right now, we're wondering kind of the same thing, Alan. We're wondering where we need to be, what next year is going to look at. I think we're going to take more of a concentrated approach, and rather than maybe a whole 2020 marketing budget, we're going to be looking at it quarter by quarter, and in some cases, month by month. Things are going to change, right? The great thing that we've all experienced during this time right now is connectedness with Zoom and Teams and Skype and all of these other technologies that we've always had. But we've done a concerted kind of a reach out to our industry leaders, spa directors, consultants, distributors, and we've just kind of set up our own little meetings and our own happy hours and our own training events and kept in touch with people that way. So I think that all of us will see more of that happening, Alan, over the next few months.
Yeah.
Answer specifically, I think we've only signed up now, actually committed for a couple of things, a few of them being virtual. And we're wondering now about the in-person events and really taking a deep look at if we need to be there, because we need to be there for our customers and our clients. We want people to know around. We're not putting our head in a hole and, you know, stopping innovation, stopping production. We've never closed this whole time. We've always stayed open. So we want to be out there with our industry friends and leaders.
Do you know the name Flock and Gather came because I just use it all the time when I always define going to shows. And, you know, my team for the Spa Industry Association, I mean, between the six of us, we're probably at 50 trade shows a year, right? Because we're in gift and craft and some other areas that we work and do education on retail as well. So to go from 50 to zero has been quite the it's like slamming both feet on the brakes. And Kathy says to me, I don't think you, in the 35 years we've been together, I've never been home 7 months. So I know. Wow. And she's still letting me live in the house. That's the good part of that. So, I love that there's digital events, just like you say, virtual. In fact, I'm going to be the MC, the Master of Ceremonies, for the end of October IEC SC event that's coming up again as well. I did the one for them a couple months back, and they had literally thousands and thousands of people tuned in for 2 days. Wow. So we know that it works. So when you tell me you're setting up your own meetings, your own cocktail, as it should be, and I'm going to add one more thing about reach out. I know nobody can see me, even though you can see me. This thing I'm holding in my hand is called a telephone. It's not my cell phone, but if you only have a cell phone, you'll get it. But if you have an old phone where you actually push buttons on your desk, that's how I grew up. What's old is new again. And Erica, I got to tell you, people need to start getting on the phone again. I mean, it's such a wonderful way to communicate and stay in touch, and it brings people together. So I'm just going to say what's old is new again. Please use the phone, get in touch with people, et cetera.
Yes, absolutely.
Hey, can we talk about our friend Tara Grozic for a minute? Because I know Tara Spot Therapy is now under your umbrella, but did I read that you guys just started making CBD oils or something, right, under her umbrella? Did I get that right?
Yeah, it's been a while now. I would say at least a year that the CBD's been out on the market for sure. Yeah. And Tara's just gone through a really nice rebranding with her whole line, a really great repackaging effort. She's taken this time to kind of finish that. And you guys are going to love it. You're going to love the new look. It's simple. It's elegant. It's great.
Well, she was one of the few people I always thought who kind of made Ayurveda simple so you could understand it. Because, you know, I love Ayurvedic medicine. It's really complicated. It takes a lifetime to get it straight. But Tara kind of got it down to see it like it by it. I would encourage people to look at the line because I've always thought, well, I mean, we love her too, but she just does a beautiful job. All this stuff she does is beautiful. So
she does. And we've got a bunch of new stuff with Tara. We've got some eye pillows and some new neck pillows. She's really done a lot of innovating of her own in the last kind of year that we've kind of joined together and had her under our roof.
Yeah. Can you give me one more thing on like renovations and new builds and stuff? Because I know a lot of times people would go out and do on-site visits, and sometimes it's a lot easier to understand a project when you're there. So you can still do that with an iPhone or anything else to view a project, right? You just don't get to go put your feet there all the time, correct?
Right. Absolutely. I was just yesterday on with a new, it's a renovation that's happening, and the spa director is brand new to the property, and she kind of walked the property with her iPhone, with me kind of showing me all the new digs over there. So absolutely, people find a way. You find a way to make it happen.
Isn't that part of it's part of the American spirit, right? We don't give up. We just keep grinding. I always say the spoils go to the grinders, right? I mean, people get up and go to work and, as you to quote your words, find a way. Mm-hmm. That's what's necessitated by the times, you know?
Yes, absolutely.
I want to talk about, I mean, I know you have all the COVID products and people still need to replace tables and do all the other things. But what does it feel like culturally that, you know, not, you guys have a wonderful culture, but now like not everyone's in the office. Like you and I are talking from home and home. So what is that like culturally when you said, because you got off a company meeting before me, right?
I did. Yes.
Yeah. So what, I don't know. What does that feel like when you guys do that?
Well, so it's interesting because, you know, we have a couple of remote workers, more than a couple. We've got quite a few people who are not working at our factory every single day. Majority of us are there at the factory. But it's funny. One of those people who's been working remote said, you know, during this time, I have felt more connected to our company than I ever did before, because I'd come into the office once every 2 or 3 months. And it's great when I'm there and I feel super connected. But now, like, we have an executive call every single morning that we do on Zoom every single day. So we try to spend, it usually goes longer than a half hour, but at least a half hour just connecting, talking about what's going to happen that day, what we might need from each other, and then our team. Some people go to the office. We've got customer service people and some sales people in the office. A lot of people are working moms, you know, so we're trying to distance learn and go to the office. So it's really a hybrid schedule, in the office when you can, at home when you can. But so we've got a 2 o'clock kind of daily check-in with our whole team that we do also. So I agree, like the level of connectivity, because I could go to the office for a whole week and not talk to certain people if I didn't have to interact with them, or if they were busy and I was busy. But now every single day we talk.
Oh, I know. That only happens in the office because you go in and pull the shades down and lock your door. That's why you don't talk to anybody.
No other
than when you go out for the coffee or the water machine, right?
Yeah. No, want to say something too that just kind of hit me when you were talking about picking up the phone and grabbing the phone is, you know, the spa industry is a very, from the outside looking in, it's a very glamorous industry, you know, friends and family. Oh, the spa industry. But as you know, and to use your words, we grind, man. We work really hard and we have very demanding clients. And, you know, we're dealing with top hotels all over the world and really important distributors and important consultants and people. And so it's not uncommon to get calls late at night and on Saturdays and on Sundays and do things. And I think that while that hasn't stopped, what's kind of been new for me lately over these past 7 months has been more of a humanity to people, just more of an empathetic understanding to people that, you know, maybe you didn't get back to their email in 5 minutes and you didn't call them back within 1 hour. And there's just, it's brought more of a humanity back to people, which I've enjoyed because the expectations are very, very high on the people in our industry. And so it's been nice to see some grace.
I think on those words, we're going to finish up too, because that is so, I was talking to Eric Stevenson from WellBiz Elements Massage this morning. And I said to him, I sort of blame 24-hour news and social media for people forgetting how to be civil to one another. You can choose to not agree and be on the same plane. I don't care if you're talking about donuts or the election. It doesn't matter. But people still need to be kind. And we're in the business of being kind to one another.
Yeah, we're in the wellness business.
Oh, God, I know. So I'm glad you said that. And I hope people will reach out. Please reach out to Erica. You can get her at livingearthcrafts.com. Erica at livingearthcrafts.com, right? E-R-I-C-A.
Thank you.
Or Earthlight or Continuum or Tara Spa Therapy. There's a lot of names under that umbrella. And I know most people know you in this industry. I'm just virtual hugs to you. I'm so glad we could catch up this morning.
Oh, you too.
I needed to see your dog, but we'll do that on another go around with that big hound.
Yes, thank you. Thanks, Alan. I appreciate everything you're doing to keep us all flocked and gathered together. It's really important, and we love what you do for us, so thanks.
Thank you, my friend. Appreciate it. And people, remember, please be kind to one another.